You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We want to continue the John chapter 7.
上一次我们曾经说过，耶稣他说他的时间不方便。
And last time we talked about Jesus said his time is inconvenient.
所以当众人在上耶路撒冷的时候，他似乎没有明明的上去。
So when people went to Jerusalem, he was not following them.
他们要过祝棚节的时候，耶稣好像不愿意传扬自己。
And in the festival, Jesus does not want to spread himself.
还有一个原因，他不愿意上去。
And one more reason he didn't want to go.
我们再看约翰福音第七章第一节怎么说的。
So let's read the John chapter 7 verse 1.
约翰福音第七章第一节说，这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。
After this, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea, because the Jews were waiting for to take his life.
我们再读七章十九节。
Let's read the verse 19.
摩西岂不是传律法给你们呢？ 你们却没有一个人守律法，为什么想要杀我呢？
Has not Moses given you the law? You not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me?
第二十节，众人回答说，你是被鬼附着了，谁想要杀你？
In the verse 20, you are demon possessed. The crowd answered, who is trying to kill you?
第25节，耶路撒冷人中有的说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？
And verse 25, at that point, some of the people of Jerusalem began to ask, isn't this the man they are trying to kill?
26节说，你看，他还明明的讲道，他们也不向他说什么，难道官长真知道这是基督吗？
And verse 26, here he is, speaking publicly, and they are not saying a word to him. Have the authorities really conclude that he is the Christ?
第30节，他们就想要捉拿耶稣，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没有到。
Verse 30, at this they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his time has not yet come.
43节，44节，于是众人因着耶稣起了纷争。 其中有人要捉拿他, 只是无人下手。
43, 44, thus the people were divided because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him.
45节, 46节, 差役回到祭司长和法利赛人那里, 他们对差役说, 你们为什么没有带他来呢? 差役回答说, 从来没有像他这样说话的。
Finally, 45, 46, finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, why didn't you bring him in? No one ever spoke the way this man does, the guards declared.
今天早晨我要说交通的信息从这里第七章第25节出来。
And the message I'd like to preach today is from the verse 25.
这里说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？
Here said, isn't this the man they are trying to kill?
耶稣有很多的名字在地上。
Jesus had many names on earth.
他也有很多的时候有不同的情况。
And at different times he had different situations.
但这句话抓住我的心，当我读圣经的时候。
But this verse really captured my heart when I read the Bible.
他说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？
Isn't this the man they are trying to kill?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有想到耶稣的名字在这里？他们给他起了一个形容，说这是他们想要杀的人。
So here we can know Jesus has another name. That is, isn't this the man they are trying to kill?
他是被通缉、被捉拿的。
Because he was after by those people.
我常常我们在讲到的时候，我们说耶稣在地上虽然还没有上十字架，他一直活在十字架的阴影底下。
So here we can see that even before Jesus was crucified, he was lived under the shadow of the cross. Maybe this word is too vague.
也许他所讲的意义太深远。
Maybe this has a too far-reaching implications.
所以当我读到七章约翰福音七章二十五节的时候，这句话忽然跳出来抓住我的心。
So when I read this verse, it really captured my heart.
我们说耶稣活在十字架底下。
So we know that Jesus lived under the cross.
他实在是活在死亡的阴影底下。
So indeed, he really lived under the shadow of death.
我们往往忽略了这一种感觉。
We always neglect this kind of feeling.
我们觉得耶稣是神的儿子，他应当没有什么难处。
We always think he is the Son of God, he shouldn't have any difficulty.
任何的问题在他来讲都轻而易举能够解决。
So he can overcome all the questions or problems facing by him.
我们却忘记他为了我们的缘故成为肉身的形状。
But we forgot one thing, for our sake, he became a flesh.
他也活在人的感觉中间。
And also he also lived in the feeling of a human being.
他也活在死亡的压力之下。
He also lived under the pressure of death.
前些日子几次祷告聚会，我们曾经为了一位杨先生祷告。
In a couple of days ago, we have the pastor meeting, so we pray for Brother Young.
我们为他祷告，因为他检查出来骨头里面有 cancer, 有骨癌。
The reason we pray for him is he after the exam result, he shows there is some cancer in his bone.
我们迫切为他祷告，他再去看医生的时候。
So after we eagerly prayed for him, and he went to see the doctor.
既然这些所有一些癌细胞都找不到了。
And miraculous, they cannot observe any cancer cells in his bone.
有些人很快就说，那么恐怕从前检查错了。
And someone will have the immediate reaction. Maybe the previous result was incorrect.
这位姓杨的先生，他也是一个医生。
And this Brother Young is also a doctor.
我们不说是不是检查错误的问题。
We don't want to talk about whether there is any, problem with the results.
从他自己的口里面讲出他的感觉和心情。
But from his mouth, he really tell about his feeling and what he thinks.
他说我好像再世为人的样子。
And he talk about, it sounds like he just reborn again.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那个死亡的阴影跟死亡本身是一样的可怕。
So we know the shadow of death is as equal scared as the death.
甚至有些人觉得那个死亡的阴影比死亡更加可怕。
And even some people think about the shadow death is even scary than the death itself.
昨天我不晓得你们有没有看 Clarence Thomas 讲话。
I don't know whether you watched the public hearing by Clarence Thomas.
他说我宁愿有一颗枪弹这样打中我，比我这样慢慢凌迟舒服得多。
And he said that I would like one bullet shoot me and rather than this kind of long hearing process.
弟兄姊妹，你知道耶稣在地上不是一天两天在世人的监察之下。
We know that when Jesus lived on earth, it's not one or two days under the monitor by the people.
他每一天都活在这个死亡的阴影底下。
Almost every day he lived under the shadow of death.
许多人想要杀他。
Many people want to seize him.
我刚来美国的时候，美国有一个非常流行的电视影集。
And when I came to the States,There was a very popular movie series,
电视影集
a TV series,
叫做《逃亡者》The Fugitive. Called The Fugitive.
Okay, the title was The Fugitive.
我想 Joanna 姊妹太忙，从来没有看过这个电视影集。
I thought maybe Joanna is too busy to watch those kind of movies, TV series.
在那个影集里面，那个主角每一个故事都是他怎么逃亡，下一站继续逃亡，下一站继续逃亡。
In every single story, describe how the actors try to escape and what is the next one.
所以你就知道他永远不会有一次停下来的。
So you can tell that there is nothing he can stop him.
差不多要找到开可以安身立命的地方，马上后面追的人就来了。
Once he finds some safe place, then he can find someone to pursue him close it.
这个人是没有家可归的人。
So this man is homeless.
但是比起我们的主耶稣基督，他不晓得幸运多少。
But still lucky, much luckier than Jesus Christ.
我不晓得耶稣在地上的时候怎样来经历这种痛苦。
I don't know how Jesus can experience such kind of pain.
他明明知道许多人想要杀他。
He knows that many people try to kill him.
他不愿意到犹太去游行。
So he doesn't want to go to Judea.
以后我们看见他在生命中间挣扎的时候。
And also later on, we can see where he struggled in his life.
这个主题在约翰福音里面一直不断的一再出现，一再出现，一再出现。
And this topic keep reviewing in the book John.
在他要去看拉撒路的时候，那里又特别提到，门徒们都知道犹太人想要杀他。
And when he want to visit Lazarus, and even his disciples know that the other people try to pursue him.
他在约翰福音第七章里面又给我们看见他的门徒还有众人以为他要逃亡到外国去，在那里向散住在西利尼地的犹太人传道。
So even his disciple knows that he really want to escape abroad in
以为他要离开到希腊人的地方去。
They thought about he want to leave there, go to the Greek and to try to hide himself.
这是三十五节所讲的，约翰福音七章三十五节。
So this is what is stated in the verse 35.
当主耶稣在祝棚节里向他们挑战说：“你们为什么想要杀我的时候
？”So when Jesus challenging them in the tabernacle in the feast of tabernacles.
他说：“你们为什么想要杀我
？”Why you are trying to kill me？
众人却回答说：“你是被鬼附了，谁想要杀你
？”So people reply that you are demon possessed.
事实上，所有的人在耶稣不在身边的时候，不在眼前的时候，都知道这一个人是他们想要杀的人。
So everybody knows that this is the person they try to kill.
圣经里很简单讲了一句话：没有人下手。为什么没有人下手
？And the verse indicate very clearly, no one lay a hand on him. But why?
为什么没有人下手
？Why no one lay a hand on him?
只是因为他的时间没有到而已。
Because the time has not come yet.
所以弟兄姊妹们。主耶稣知道他们想要杀他。
So Jesus knows that they try to kill him.
门徒们也知道他们想要杀他。
And disciples know so as well.
法利赛人跟这些官府勾结，正是主谋要杀他的人。
And the Pharisees, along with other people, they try to make such a kind of plan.
百姓也知道这是他们所要杀的人。
And even the common people, they know this is the person they try to kill.
弟兄姊妹们生活在这一种的感觉中间，我不晓得你我能不能支持得住。
Living in such kind of pressure, I really don't know you and I can stand.
当我们这样回想的时候
，So when we think in this way,
我们更纪念圣经上告诉我们的话。
We can more memorize those words revealed in the Bible.
为什么神容许耶稣基督一直活在这个死亡的阴影之下
？Why God allowed Jesus to live in such a shadow of death?
因为他要凡事与他的弟兄相同。
Because he want to give him the equal treatment as the others.
弟兄姊妹们，在你生活中间，你觉得重担吗
？So, dear brother and sister, in your life, do you feel the burden of the living?
你觉得你的压力吗
？Do you feel the pressure on you？
你觉得痛苦吗
？Do you feel pain？
你觉得孤单吗
？Do you feel lonely？
你觉得前途不知道怎么办好吗
？Do you know you really don't know what is the future？
你要思想耶稣。
So you have to think about Jesus。
因为这一位耶稣，他的确能经历你的痛苦。
Because Jesus actually can experience your pain。
他也能了解你的为难。
And also he can understand your difficulty。
他是你的朋友。
He is your friend.
他要担当你的难处。
He tried to carry your burden.
上个礼拜天我去教孩子们，教儿童。
Last Sunday, I was teaching the children's school, children's Bible school.
我去那里，我怕孩子们不认识我。
So when I went there, I worry whether the kids can recognize me.
所以我头一个问题说：“你们知道我是谁吗
？”So my first question was.Do you know who I am?
我的女儿第一回答你是爸爸。
And my daughter first respond, yes, you are dad.
这只有她一个人能回答这个问题。
It's only she can answer in this way.
其他人各个回答不同。
So everybody respond a different way.
有些人说你是牧师。
Someone said, you are pastor.
有些人说你是分堂的。
Someone said, you are candy man.
有一个孩子说我知道你是朋友。
And one kid respond like, I know, you are a friend.
你是我阿姨的朋友。
You are the friend of my auntie.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看，事实上来讲，耶稣他又是我们的父亲。
So indeed, Jesus is our father.
他也是我们的朋友。
And also our friend.
他是我们的牧者。
Is our shepherd.
他是我们的教师。
Is our teacher.
他也是我们的赏赐者。
And also the rewarder.
他是一切的一切。
He is everything of everything.
他凡事与他的弟兄相同。
And everything he is treated with the same with others.
道成肉身的目的 就是要进入我们的生活。
The purpose that he became into flesh is want to enter our life.
经历我们一切的苦痛。
To experience all our sufferings.
好与我们同情。
And so he can live with us.
Sympathize.
Or he can sympathize us.
他能够用他的爱来充满我们。
And he can fill us with his love.
我们再想一想，为什么耶稣会成为他们想要杀的人？
Let's also think about why Jesus are the men they try to kill.
主耶稣问他们一个问题。
Jesus asked them a question.
他说：“你们为什么想要杀我
？”Why are you trying to kill me？
在这个问题之前，他给他们一个暗示。
Before the question, he gave them a hint.
他说：“摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗
？”And does Moses give the law to you？
你们却没有一个人守律法。
But you, none of you has.Keep the laws.
为什么你们想要杀我
？Why are you trying to kill me？
弟兄姊妹，你把这几句话加在一起，你会觉得非常吃惊。
If you combine all these words, it really will surprise you.
因为如果耶稣问的问题，你们为什么杀我，他们可能会讲出许多的理由。
So if Jesus asked this question, they may give a different reasons.
但是他把律法放在一起的时候，却是在提醒他们，杀人是犯律法的。
But when Jesus added the words law, remind them killing people is violate the law.
主耶稣知道他们为什么想要杀他。
Jesus definitely know why they want to kill him.
因为他在安息日曾经给人治病。
Because he healed a person on Sabbath.
犹太人在安息日是讲究安息的。
So we know that the Jews, won't do anything on Sabbath.
我的岳母以前住的地方，她以前住在 Atlanta 那里有一个隔壁邻居是个犹太的老太太。
And my mother-in-law used to live in Atlanta, and one neighbor is a Jewish woman.
每一个礼拜五从下山以后到礼拜六就不能够做任何的事情，因为那是安息日。
Every week after the sunset on Fridays until the next day, and nothing can be done because it is a Sabbath.
他们也不能生火煮饭。
And they cannot even cook.
所以礼拜五晚上到礼拜六吃冷的。
So from the Friday evening till the Saturday, they eat almost eat food with cold.
他们是这样严格遵守犹太的安息的律法。
So they seriously try to keep the law.
但是主说他在安息日治病。
However, Jesus said that he healed people on Sabbath.
这件事情触犯了他们。
This action really offended the Jews.
你知道。律法和律法中间就有不同的条文会产生矛盾。
So we know there is a conflict among the laws.
律法里面又规定说，每一个生下来的男孩到第八天都要受割礼。
And also there is a rules in the law that is all the boys has to be circumcised on the eighth day.
没有人能够保证说孩子不会安息日生下来。
No one can guarantee the boy or the baby will not be born on Sabbath.
所以下一个安息日他就应当受割礼。
So in other words, the following Sabbath he should be circumcised.
犹太人在这样两个不同的条文里面就决定说安息日给人行割礼是可以的。
So under this kind of circumstances, the Jew allowed the circumcision performed on Sabbath.
主耶稣说，我在安息日叫他得的释放，叫他得的医治，你们的律法定罪吗？
So Jesus asked them, if I heal the people on Sabbath, will you consider this is a violation?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这里两个冲突。
So here we can see the conflict.
一方面是要守住律法外貌的完全。
One hand, you have to keep the intact of the law.
一方面是要叫那些真正要神的人得着在生命中间在律法中间的自由。
And on the other hand, you really want those people want to get the law, they can get receive the true freedom on Sabbath.
我想保罗一定是读耶稣基督的生平，读四福音书读得很透彻。
I believe Paul really read those four gospels very clear.
所以他能够很清楚的在加拉太书里面讲，他说我们在基督的中间是有自由的。
So clearly in the book of
Galatians,
and they indicate that
we have freedom in Christ.
We have the freedom in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在四福音书里面给我们看见这样的榜样。
So in these four books, it really set an example for us.
犹太人几千年来没有听过这个道。
For thousand years, Jews have never heard such kind of teaching.
因为他们一直是守律法，守律法，继续守律法，更多的律法。
Because they keep keeping the laws and more laws.
他们守律法相当的辛苦啊。
It's very, very hard for them to keep the law.
今天我们信主的人不是守律法，却是在基督里有自由。
So today, we Christians are not trying to keep the laws. We want to receive the freedom in Christ.
因为基督要把在他里面一切的丰盛恩典都赐给我们。
Because Jesus wants to give all the richness in him to us.
你担重担，你就不自由。
If you bear the burden, then you won't get the freedom.
你有压力，你就不自由。
If you had a pressure, that means you have no freedom.
你有许多心事，你就不自由。
The same thing, if you have something hard in your mind.
你有许多的罪捆绑，你就不自由。
If you are bounded by the sin, you are not free. You are not free.
你有偶像的权势，你就不自由。
If you are authorized by all these idols, so you are not free.
你如果你有疾病，你就不自由。
If you have the sickness, then that means you are not free.
哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，他要释放我们，叫我们得的自由。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jesus wants to give to release us.
基督若叫你们自由，神的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
If Jesus The Son of God wants to allow us to have freedom, that means we will receive the true freedom.
昨天下午我们去邓姊妹、邓弟兄家里去除偶像。
Yesterday we went to brother and sister Dan's house to abolish the idol.
今天邓弟兄、邓姊妹在我们中间，他来聚会。
And today brother and sister Dan is among us.
我相信这个信息正是为他们预备的。
So I believe this message is really prepared for them.
也是为我们每一个人预备的。
And also prepared for all of us.
就是耶稣基督能够叫我们脱离一切的捆绑。
That is, Jesus can allow us to get away from all this bondage.
因为耶稣基督从天上来的教训，叫我们明白，不是随人的传统。
Because all these teachings are from heaven, it's not from man's tradition.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.